Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Art Sherin. Batting second. The center fielder, Debs Garms. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ted Gulick. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wally Hebert. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Wally Hebert. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Pete Fox. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The right fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Sorel. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Vic Sorel. And now, play ball. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin takes first base on ball four. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sherin moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sherin moves to third. Garms moves to second. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen can't make a play. That's a base hit. Sherin scores. Garms moves to third. It's 1-0, Browns. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Fox. Gulick reaches second base with a double. Garms scores. Reynolds moves to third. It's 2-0, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel has Reynolds trapped. There's the throw to Hayworth and over to Owen, who tags Reynolds for the out. Gulick moves to third. Melillo moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a fly ball into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea takes first base on ball four. Wally Hebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebert bunts towards the mound. Sorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Shea moves to second. One out. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Owen. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garms hits a fly ball into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy can't make a play. That's a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stone. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gulick hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. Levy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Levy moves to second. It's 3-0, Browns. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Shea takes first base on ball 4. Wally Hebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebert is 0-for-0 in the game. Hebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a fly ball into center field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Lovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sharon hits a fly ball into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garms hits a line drive towards third. Owen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Greenberg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garms throws the ball into Levy, who tags Greenberg trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Sorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sorel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Garms settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Garms settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Shea hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Hebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Hebert hits a fly ball into center field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Greenberg hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. Owen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Garms, who is chasing the ball. Owen reaches third base with a triple. Walker goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1 Browns. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sharon hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garms for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 3 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Frank Riber pinch hits for Vic Sorel. Frank Riber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riber hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Art Herring now pitching. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gulick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gehringer moves to second. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Levy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Shea takes first base on ball 4. Wally Hebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Hebert bunts for an out with unknown description. Shea moves to second. Two outs. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Sharon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Owen takes first base on ball 4. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rogel strikes out. There goes Owen. The throw from Shea to second, and Owen is out. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.